Welcome to RingCentral Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Elvis Andrus. Batting second. The right fielder, Andrew Vaughn. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Eloy Jimenez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, AJ Pollock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Romy Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yasmani Grandal. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lourie Garcia. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Adam Engel. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Cueto. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Kemp. Batting second. The third baseman, Vimal Mackin. Batting third. The catcher, Sean Murphy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Seth Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chad Pinder. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Stephen Voit. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Cody Thomas. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Christian Pache. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Allen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Cole Irvin. And now, play ball. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Andrus hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Andrus is out. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball four. Vaughn is on with a walk. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abreu hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Abreu is safe at second with a double. Vaughn scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jimenez strikes out swinging. Two outs. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pollock hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Pollock is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kemp is hit by the pitch. Kemp is on first. Vimal Mackin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mackin hits a fly ball towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murphy softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Murphy is out. Two outs. Seth Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Brown is safe at second with a double. Kemp scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pinder strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Laureano replaces Chad Pinder as right fielder batting 5th. Romy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. One out. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grandal strikes out swinging. Two outs. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stephen Voit is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Voit hits a line drive towards short. Andrus makes the catch for the out. One out. Cody Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Thomas is out. Two outs. Christian Pache is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pache strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Engel hits a short pop-up towards second. Kemp makes the catch for the out. One out. Elvis Andrus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Andrus is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Andrus is on with a walk. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen hits a fly ball towards left. Pollock makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Kemp is out. Two outs. Vimal Makin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makin is 0 for 1 in the game. Makin hits a line drive towards left field. Pollock makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu is hit by the pitch. Abreu is on first. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Abreu moves to third. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pollock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pollock hits a fly ball towards center. Pache makes the catch for the out. Abreu scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Romy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. Two outs. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grandal is 0 for 1 in the game. Grandal hits a fly ball towards right. Laureano is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Engel is there and makes the catch. One out. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball towards short. Andrus can't make the play in time. Brown gets a base hit. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laureano hits a fly ball towards left. Pollock makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stephen Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 0 for 1 in the game. Voit is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leury Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive deep towards center. Pache makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a short pop-up towards first. Brown makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Andrus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrus hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Andrus is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cody Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Christian Pache is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pache is 0 for 1 in the game. Pache hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Thomas moves to second. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen bunts in front of the plate. Grandel scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Pache moves to second. One out. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Thomas scores. Pache moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Vimal Makin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Makin is 0 for 2 in the game. Makin hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Makin is safe at second with a double. Pache scores. Kemp scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Murphy is safe at second with a double. Makin scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Seth Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive deep towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laureano is 0 for 1 in the game. Laureano hits a pop-up in foul territory near the third baseline. Garcia makes the catch and then drops the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laureano is 0 for 2 in the game. Laureano hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Murphy scores. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Stephen Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Voit is on with a walk. Jimmy Lambert replaces Johnny Cueto as pitcher. Cody Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Thomas is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive towards right. Laureano is there to make the catch. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Abreu is out. Two outs. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Jimenez is safe at second with a double. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pollock is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pollock hits a ball towards third. Mackin can't make the play in time. Pollock gets a base hit. Pollock moves to second on an error by Mackin. Romy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards left. Thomas makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Christian Pache is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pache is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pache strikes out swinging. One out. Nick Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Allen is out. Two outs. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Vimal Mackin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mackin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mackin hits a ball towards second. Gonzalez can't make the play in time. Mackin gets a base hit. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mackin moves to second. Aaron Bummer replaces Jimmy Lambert as pitcher. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Brown is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Grandal is 0-for-2 in the game. Grandal hits a fly ball towards right. Laureano is there to make the catch. One out. Lury Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball towards center. Pache makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a pop-up beyond second. Kemp gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reynaldo Lopez replaces Aaron Bummer as pitcher. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Laureano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Laureano hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Laureano is out. One out. Steven Voit is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Voit is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Voit hits a fly ball towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cody Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Thomas is on with a walk. Christian Pache is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Christian Pache is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pache is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pache hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Pache is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Payamps replaces Cole Irvin as pitcher. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Andrus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Andrus hits a ground ball towards the mound. Payamps throws to first, and Andrus is out. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kendall Graveman replaces Reynaldo Lopez as pitcher. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball towards third. Garcia can't make the play in time. Allen gets a base hit. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field. That ball is in the gap. Kemp rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Allen scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Vimal Makin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Makin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Makin hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kemp scores. It's 10-3, Athletics. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy strikes out swinging. One out. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ground ball towards second. Gonzalez throws to second, with Garcia covering, to get Mack in. Brown is on first. Two outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Laureano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Laureano hits a line drive deep towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Sear replaces Joel Payamps as pitcher. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jimenez hits a line drive towards center. Pache makes the catch for the out. One out. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pollock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Pollock strikes out swinging. Two outs. Romy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland.